From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama is in Nairobi, Kenya, his ancestral home, where he was greeted on the tarmac by Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta and other dignitaries. Mr. Obama later dined with his step-grandmother, his sister, and other extended family members. VOA White House correspondent Aru Pandey reports the president now gets down to business later today.
While here, President Obama will have a busy schedule, speaking at the Global Entrepreneurship Summit, laying a wreath at the U.S. Embassy in Nairobi, before holding bilateral talks with Kenya's president, which are expected to focus on counterterrorism and boosting economic ties. On Sunday, President Obama will give a speech here at a stadium in Nairobi before departing for Ethiopia. Aru Pandey, VOA News, Nairobi.
Turkey carried out a wave of attacks in two regions today after the military continued attacks it began Friday, targeting Islamic State jihadists in Syria. In addition, Turkey began a new air campaign in northern Iraq on the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, also known as the PKK. Strike on the PKK marks the first time that Turkey has hit the Kurds in Iraq after a peace accord was announced in 2013. On Friday, Turkey also opened its air bases to U.S. warplanes attacking militant forces in Syria. U.S. officials are denying the Wall Street Journal report that the Obama administration will release convicted Israeli spy Jonathan Pollard to help ease tensions with Israel. Pollard, a Jewish American, was arrested on charges of spying for Israel in 1985. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says if American lawmakers vote against the deal on Iran's nuclear program, it will give Tehran the green light to develop a nuclear bomb. Speaking at the Council on Foreign Relations in New York, Mr. Kerry said congressional rejection of the deal would put the world on the verge of war in a volatile region.
We go right back to square one where we were with no alternative. Iran is enriching. We have no inspections. We have no ability to know what they're doing. We don't roll back their program. We're right back where we were, and we are going to head to conflict.
Congress has just over 50 days to accept or reject the Iran nuclear deal. President Obama has threatened to veto any legislation that does not endorse the pact. It would take a two-thirds majority in both houses of Congress to override a presidential veto. U.S. military is saying that it killed a top al-Qaeda commander in an airstrike earlier this month in southeastern Afghanistan. More now from VOA's Carla Babb.
The Pentagon has confirmed that Abu Khalil al-Sudani was killed by a U.S. airstrike in the Bermal district of Afghanistan's Paktika province on July 11th. Defense officials describe al-Sudani as the head of the Sunni militant group's suicide and explosive operations. The Pentagon says al-Sudani was directly linked to plotting attacks on U.S., Afghan, and Pakistani forces. U.S. airstrikes have killed several high-ranking al-Qaeda officials in recent months. The group's deputy chief was killed by a drone strike last month in Yemen. Earlier this week, the Pentagon announced that longtime al-Qaeda operative Mohsen El-Fadi was also killed in a strike. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
European regulators have approved a prospective new malaria vaccine, setting it on path for possible licensing and assessment by the World Health Organization. That report now from Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
On Friday, the European Medicines Agency issued a positive assessment of the GlaxoSmithKline vaccine called Mosquirix, essentially giving the WHO the green light to review the product for its use in Africa. Scientists have been searching for an effective vaccine against malaria for decades. Mosquirix is the first one, which has gone through a phase 3 trial. Malaria infects 200 million people worldwide every year and kills nearly 600,000, most of them children under the age of 5 in Africa. If the vaccine is proven to work, health officials believe it could potentially save millions of lives. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And though it's hard to imagine the polio virus doing anything but harm, researchers are now using it for a positive purpose, to attack cancer cells in the brain. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.